Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is time to ask Cerutolo and Junior. Here we go. Angel in Racine. Angel says, I'm 33 years old and I live with my dad and his new wife. My dad is constantly upgrading the house and getting rid of my mom's touches. I had hoped he'd move in with her after the wedding. Do you think she will try to put me out eventually?
At 33?
Why is your dad at 33 though? What is you staying there for? Why don't you get your butt out? You supposed to have been gone by now. That makes no sense to me. But I understand. You know, you need to try to save all your mom's stuff if you want that. Get that part. But yeah, your daddy done moved on. Sound like your father has moved on. And yeah. I don't know if the lady's gonna have any memorabilia of your mother hanging around. I have no earthly idea. But you need to get your old ass out and get a job and find your own apartment. That's what you need to do.
33. Yeah.
And take all them stuff of your mom and put it in your new place. Get you a place. Go ahead, Junior.
No, Tom, you're right. Because I'm trying to figure out why you write us. You 33 at your daddy's house. I don't know what this is about. I really don't. You supposed to been gone. Try life. That's what my mama told me. Try life. Go try it.
Because life.
Your daddy don't know. Your daddy don't know why you there. He don't know why you there.
Yeah. I don't know. Is she going to put me out eventually? No. It's coming. You going to get put out. That's happening. Oh, you believe that.
Why? I don't know why she would want to live in another woman's house anyway, though.
Yeah.
The new woman. I don't even know why she would want that.
Yeah. You should have been making plans. All right. Yeah. Moving on to Linus in Augusta. Linus writes, my wife pays three bills in the house. Three bills. That's it. She decided that cable TV was too expensive, so she switched to a basic package. I raised hell, and she told me I can pay the cable bill if I don't like it. She can be, how can she be so selfish and take away my channels?
I know you ain't got rid of my NFL ticket. I know you ain't done that. Well, I can't see every game. What? What? You out of line with this one.
It's summertime.
I ain't got my HBOs, my Showtimes. I need all my movie channels. I need all of that. So, no, you got to, come on now. You got to, listen. You ain't got but three bills, all right?
Right.
Give me the maxed out cable. Now, don't do me like that. Don't do that. I got,
well,
I don't want
you
no.
You don't like it. You can pay it yourself.
Listen.
Get all your channels.
Right.
I need all my channels. No, I need my CNN. I got to have CNN. I got to have MeTV. I got to be able to watch Twilight Zone at night. Okay. I got to, let's see what else I got.
How old are you, Big Van Dyke?
Twilight Zone.
Inspired by 80.
Bottom line, Junior, is that she's now down to two bills as opposed to three.
First of all, I do know about Lions is he ain't seen none of the Olympics because they on USA. So you ain't got that channel. You ain't seen an Olympic sport yet. You ain't seen
NBC,
that.
NBC, though.
Yeah.
NBC.
That's all one he can watch on. I'm watching the one on USA. That's what I'm watching today. So he ain't got that. Matter of fact, that's why I pay the cable bill so I can have all my channels. I'm going to leave it to my wife. I got the cable channel because I want to watch all my sports. I
like
to
say.
We gotta watch everything. You ain't got no Investigation Discovery. You ain't got no ID channel. You ain't got none of that.
You better hope your wife don't get mad and not turn them lights off. Is she paying the light bill too?
He just said.
That's what he need to be worried about when you come on and the lights ain't on.
That's fine, Tommy.
Yeah.
We're not doing that this month. We're not doing lights this month. We're just not doing it. We're not doing lights this month.
Tommy, try to start that stove and the gas bill off. Go ahead. How long bill she got?
What you want? You want cable or you want gas? Which one? Make a decision.
You got choices. I gave you choices.
But let's just tell Lila, the Olympics go till August 11th. That's all you need to know. Probably ain't going to see it. You need to hurry up.
Download your free iHeartRadio app. You can listen to it.
Exactly. Get your iHeartRadio app and listen to the audio.
You'll be talking about it in sports talk later this morning.
Oh, he need to get down there to the barbershop. They got the TV on all day. You need to get down there so you can watch, see what's going on.
All right, moving on to Joyce in Rockford. Joyce writes, my coworker moved to town 3 months ago, and she's dating my ex-boyfriend. She was bragging about a guy she met, and I told her that he's my ex, and we had a bad breakup. She doesn't care at all. Why can't women be loyal to each other?
That's your coworker, right?
She ain't your friend.
She ain't your friend. Ain't nobody lying to you about that. What is that? No. What wasn't good for you might be good for somebody else. It's just a coincidence. Is it a coincidence, Shirley?
Well, she moved to town. She wasn't in town. Yeah, their coworker. She may have heard about him, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know coworkers. I knew people in other jobs I had that was messing with the same person. It happens. What?
Stuff happens at the job.
Happens at the job. Okay, don't worry about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Find you something. Well, you need to focus on finding you somebody. That's what you need to do.
Because they are broken up anyway. Mm. Junior?
Yeah, I don't know what your problem is, because you need to understand this, Joyce. James and Lisa is together. They not playing. Yeah.
With the heart emoji.
Yeah, they together. I don't care what. She loyal. She your coworker. She ain't your friend. What you need to focus on is trying to be Lisa's boss. That's what you need to focus on. Try to get a promotion. That's what you need to focus on that.
And they will be together at the Christmas dinner, so be prepared.
Then you can fire her, and she ain't going to be with her. You ain't got to see it. Yeah, but you worried about with them being together now. They not playing. She ain't been time for 90 days.
That's right, just 3 months. You're right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are you worried about?
Okay.
Company Christmas party. They're going to be together.
They're going to be together. Yeah. You're going to keep seeing your ex-boyfriend until you get a promotion and fire her. That's what you need to do.
Talk about all right. Last one, guys. Millicent in Tampa. Millicent writes, last week I met a guy in the gym. I ran into him yesterday when I was out running errands with my husband. The guy said he was glad to see me again and asked what day I was going back to the gym. All of it was totally innocent, but not to my husband.
God.
He wants me to switch gym locations. Do I have to?
Absolutely.
You don't need to switch gym. He need to carry his ass up in that gym with you. That's what he need to do. Yeah. When you show up at the gym, your man, your husband is right there with you. It probably was innocent, but that's kind of awkward. Any husband would be like, hey, what the hell going on right here?
Yeah, it sounds a little crazy.
Any husband could be caught off guard.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be I'd be right there with Jackie in the spin class. Where yet?
About to fall out and die.
About to fall out.
I missed you in gym class, girl. Junior.
See, the problem I have with this Carl and Shirley is the fact that she's married and she said, I met a guy. Where we start? We married. Where you start meeting people?
Yeah.
You can't meet people and we married?
Yeah.
So you can't meet anyone?
And then on top of that, where did Millicent come from? What is Millicent?
I don't know Millicent.
This is the first one I've ever met, Millicent.
We call her Millie. Move on. Millie by her name.
All this beating guys, this is too much.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.